Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and the medical advisory team sent a press release Monday evening saying that if positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the Central Peninsula over the next few days, there's a likelihood that schools will shift to 100% remote learning. The district will give, according to this report, as much advance notice as possible, and if it happens, the 100% remote learning will be for a minimum of 1 week to aid in the planning and to assess community spread and risk. Peggy Erkenev, Director of Communications, Community and Government Relations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, spoke to KSRM.
If cases do continue to rise, we're reaching that threshold of heading into red or high risk. We don't want to immediately have to close a school with no notice. So the announcement on Monday was to help families and staff realize that if these numbers do keep going up this week, we're watching them closely and all the different things that go into those positives, and we might be shifting to 100% remote learning.
And with the potential for remote learning, she talks about the rising numbers reported for the region over the weekend.
Well, we know if what we saw happen over the last few days continues, we'll be potentially even in a high-risk category today based on numbers. We do know by Saturday we are dropping some numbers from the 14-day trend, but what we need to understand is what type of community spread is happening and why are these numbers rising? And that's where public health comes in to help us understand that as well. So we're not making a decision just based on a number, but we also know that the Department of Health and Social Services has stated the last couple of days in their case counts that they're behind in even getting the positive case counts tracked. And we know that we learned this back in March, that those numbers are actually looking backwards in time. So we probably have more cases and more spread happening than we anticipate. So all of those things are going into this decision. If the numbers rise the next few days like they did over the weekend, yes, we would be in 100% remote learning. But we've got to see what happens in the next few days. And mostly we need everybody right now to really, really watch your close circles, wash your hands, wear a mask if you're in crowded places and then avoid those places to help slow the spread down on the peninsula because it is rising and it's rising fast.
More information on the district's press release can be found at radiokenai.com.
The Alaskan Independence Party will be hosting a statewide convention at the Matsu Resort in Wasilla on Saturday, October 17th, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Gold participants must be members of the Alaska Independence Party, and non-members may change their party affiliation at the door. Primarily, the Alaska Independence Party believes that the 1945 UN Charter and Treaty ought to have compelled the federal government to offer Alaska the same options as other former colonies, identified as non-self-governing territories. That's continued territorial status, statehood, Commonwealth or independence. The list included Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Philippines, Guam, Dutch East Indies, French West Africa, British Guiana, and others. The Independence Party has been growing in recent months and is the third largest political party in the state, holding a membership that is fully 25% the size of the Alaska Democratic Party, according to an Independence Party press release. The October 17th convention will be mask optional. People around Alaska celebrated the indigenous cultures that make up the state on Monday. In 2017, former Governor Bill Walker signed legislation replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. This year's celebration was held online due to COVID-19. Alaska Pacific University President Valerie Davidson talked about how important the tribal college is to help students pursuing higher learning stay connected with their heritage. She said, "Here at APU, we believe you should bring all the aspects and part of who you are as a person to your work, to your learning, and to your education." Kelsey Wallace, the Communications Director for Native Peoples Action, encouraged people to turn out at full force at the polls in November. The virtual event included a Tlingit dance performance. The celebration ended with a song from Stephen Blanchett, with a slideshow of people around the stage showing off their native regalia, sports, and pilot bread.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.